Okay, I guess I'm just gonna hit record and turn on the Periscope, see what happens.
Welcome to Russell-phania.
I made an ocean to take me away, back to strawberry fields and a God that was real, till he took my sunshine away. I'm a liar at night, I'm a fighter by day, I'm a rolling thunder on the back of the rain. I'm the smoke in your lungs, I am the black in your plague, I am the one who's taking joy in your pain. No mercy.
So I guess I'm live right now on Periscope as well as recording for the podcast. I wonder if that means a tweet went out. Oh, yes, a tweet just went out saying that I am live on Periscope talking about WWE No Mercy, which means I have no idea if people can hear me very good. I have no idea what the sound quality is. I'm recording into my, you know, fancy microphone for the idea for the actual podcast. But as far as doing anything on Periscope for these people, which zero people are watching, which is about the same amount of people listening, I just have no idea, you know, if they can hear me at all. Very good. But if you can hear me, hi, how you doing? This is WrestleFania. This is a podcast I do with my cousin, who, as anyone in the world could see, is not here because he is awful. He's an awful person. Brandon, you might be listening. You might be watching. You're awful. Let's be honest. We started this podcast a few years ago. Excuse me. Maybe a couple of years ago. And believe me, I've never done this on Periscope before. There are more people watching this on Periscope than are subscribed to the podcast. But if you're interested, you go to fansnotexperts.com, find the podcast there. It's called WrestleFania. Just look up WrestleFania. We're on iTunes. Yada yada. Obviously, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I thought, okay, so my cousin and I have done this podcast for a while, since WrestleMania 31. We basically do it monthly because we're not very good at podcasting. We basically, I say basically a lot, so get used to it. I'm talking to these people on Periscope as well as to the dozens of listeners that we get through the podcast. But it's always been a two-man show, whether we record it together or we record separately and kind of just copy and paste our thoughts together. It'd always be a two-person show. But this time's a little different. This time it's just me. You're just getting me. And here's the thing. I'm a wrestling fan. I watch wrestling. I like watching Raw. There is, dare I say, almost too much wrestling to keep up with. I'm behind on NXT. I still haven't even watched the SmackDown that's, you know, the go-home show for No Mercy. So I don't know what I'm doing here. I have the matches, you know, pulled up here so I can go through each one. But I'm not completely caught up, which also shows that this is just not worth your time. I'm going to have a quick drink of salsa. Seltzer, not salsa. I have salsa on my brain because it's over there. But look, the fact that you're still with us, that's right, AJ Styles for No Mercy. If AJ Styles doesn't win, podcast listeners, I'm sorry, I'm going to break off if people write comments. Yes, AJ Styles, AJ Styles, AJ Styles. And if the rumors are true that WWE bought the TNA library, I have to say we're going to get a really cool AJ Styles DVD. You know what I mean? So I'm going to try to... do I think The Rock will win? I think The Rock will beat The Hulkster. It has to be that way. I'm going to try to keep up with what's going on here as well as do my duty for the podcast. But I emailed Brandon the other day. I said, are we going to do the No Mercy podcast? And he's like, what? Another one? They're doing these pay-per-views every 2 weeks now. So it's like, I don't even, you don't get a break. You don't get a break. I used to just watch Monday nights and the pay-per-views, and I'd watch NXT. But now, if I want to keep up, I have to watch Tuesday nights, and it just isn't happening. At least I'm not watching live, and I've been trying to keep up. So I'm going to finish SmackDown tonight. I'm going to be completely caught up. Okay, am I getting WWE 2K17 just came up on Periscope? If you saw where my TV was situated, you would see underneath that I have two consoles. One is the Nintendo Wii, and the other one is the Nintendo GameCube. Okay, so if WWE 2K17 comes out for GameCube, awesome. Otherwise, I'm going to be playing SSX Tricky over and over again, and Madden 2007, I think, where I made a version of myself. It's like this short, chubby guy throwing touchdowns. I've never been here, so I haven't been here either. And I can see the numbers are dwindling, just like on the podcast. So I'm going to try to talk to Periscope as I'm doing the podcast. If I miss anything here, I apologize. And a few people who are actually listening, you know, I don't care. So Brandon's like, I don't think I have time to record something. I think he's on vacation. So he said, what if you did the podcast for this pay-per-view, and he'll do the podcast for Hell in the Cell, which is the Raw pay-per-view? And I said to myself, okay, a chance to, A, not have to talk to Brandon, which is good. Two, not have to get him to send me an MP3 and have to edit it in. And Roman numeral number three, I couldn't think of anything. But, okay, easier. I get to do this. I get to try this. So here I am. I mean, when you do a podcast, you know, the great thing is they're on demand. It doesn't have to be live. Now, this is live. Wonderful. Awesome. The pay-per-view is tomorrow night, and I'm doing the podcast now. So that shows the level of quality, the level of professionalism, and how much I care about this podcast and you, the viewer or listener or whatever. Yeah, I put frames down behind me because I don't want my brother to be like, hey, why are the picture of my kids up on there? Because my brother talks like Danny Zuko. He's like, what's my kids up there? I'd be like, okay, I will talk about that. Someone just wrote SmackDown Live is better than Raw. It kind of is. Okay, the tea's ready. I don't know if you can hear that. SmackDown Live, it's tough because I've been so ingrained into watch Raw, shish, boom, bop. That I'm like, okay, SmackDown always becomes that afterthought. Thank you. Always becomes that afterthought. Blah, 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 SmackDown. But if you want to keep up with the good storylines, right, exactly. If you want to keep up with the good storylines, it's like, or all the storylines, you got to watch SmackDown too. So I haven't been watching it live, but I have been watching it. I just haven't finished this week's, and I kind of completely missed last week's. It's like the WWE wants to be your everything. Apparently, I'm wondering, do they even care if you watch everything? They want you to watch everything, but if you just watch Raw, great. If you just watch SmackDown, great. As long as you're watching their stuff. But if they want you to watch everything, it is tough, okay? Because it's like I was up to date with the CWC. I'm behind on NXT, but I'm catching up. I fell asleep during the CWC finale when I was on a business trip, and I still haven't... Exactly. I still haven't watched the finale, but I'm like, it's too late now. I know what happens. Who cares? So, you know, it's tough to keep up. It's a burden to be a wrestling fan, to be a WWE fan in 2016 in this time of year. It is a burden, but, you know, it's something that I think we can come together and we can do. We can overcome this burden. We can make... I got nothing. I have no way to finish that. I have no idea. But yeah, it's like I want to watch. I want to keep up with all the storylines. It's tough because you watch Raw and I'm like, I don't give a shit that Braun Strowman is beating up Noodlehead number one. It's like, and finally they kind of addressed that. So you went to Raw last week. That was great because they had the women's championship. I swear I only fell asleep a little. We had Sasha, who's, you know, from the Boston area, won the title. That's right. I was kind of hoping, awesome. I just reinstalled Periscope. I got a new phone. I kind of forgot about it for a while. I was doing it mainly to listen to watch Howard Stern people, but I put it back on my phone last week, so here I am. Yeah, completely lost. I was hoping that they would hold Sasha from winning the title to Hell in the Cell in Boston, because that would have been awesome. But as I was saying, it all made sense before the show started. It's been tough to keep up with everything. And it's almost like, do I talk about the Raw stuff going on here, even though I'm mainly here to talk about No Mercy? You know, I'll talk a little bit about it. Just the stuff I like, obviously Sasha, and you know, people give Charlotte shit, but that corkscrew thing that she did, you know, out of the ring, unbelievable, and she could have killed herself. Yeah, I mean, I have the network. I try to watch NXT. It's just, yeah, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. If people are watching Main Event, if people are watching Superstars, their last name better be McMahon, because. Right. It's just, oh yeah, you have the network too, for how much? I mean, hopefully $9.99, but for how much longer? It's still worth it to me. They do stuff like that's right, $9.99 if you didn't know that. And if it goes up, I'll probably end up paying more. But they always bring back, you know, it's like, oh, holy foley, cool, I want to watch that. And I haven't watched 1 second. I watched most of Camp WWE, so I'm all over the place during this podcast. And for the listener who's listening to this through their iPad or iPod or whatever it is, I don't care. Yeah, exactly. We used to do pay-per-view once a year. We'd, you know, all pitch in money to get WrestleMania, maybe Royal Rumble. And now we just get together sometimes to watch those shows, and we don't have to give money to anybody because it's only a penny less than $10. So, No Mercy. This isn't going to be a very long podcast. This is going to be a very long stream. But I like doing this. This is kind of fun. No Mercy's coming up. And every time I hear the word No Mercy, I want to start singing No Diggity, which makes no sense. It has nothing to do with the other. But I'm twirling my mustache. I'm trying to grow a beard. I'm trying to be a grown-up. It's tough. No Mercy is here, and I guess I should just talk about the 8 matches, because I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. As far as I know, there's 8 matches for this thing, and I have to say the last SmackDown only pay-per-view was good. I enjoyed it. I did not watch it live because the Patriots were playing the Cardinals. And I have no idea, like, if the Sox, if the Red Sox win on Sunday, does that mean that they play again on Monday? I don't know. If they play again on Monday, I will not be watching Raw, at least live. I'll catch up with it. But I won't be watching it live because my teams come first. WWE, right there. You're right there. You're right there after it. But that's why, because the Pats, if they were playing Monday Night Football, sorry. Sorry, Raw. But I didn't watch the last one, which I don't even remember what the hell it was called. Backlash. Thank you, Wikipedia. But I plan on watching this one live because there's a debate going on tomorrow. I don't know if you've heard. I watched I watched the last debate. I flipped back and forth to Raw a little bit. That was a tough Raw. I was a little bit out of it with that. I'm not going to make the same mistake. I don't care about politics. You know, to a degree, I do care, but I don't think I want to watch this stupid debate. I would rather watch professional wrestling. Exactly. Yummy. Ugh, it's so delicious. So I'm going to be watching No Mercy. Oh, my stupid computer went to sleep. No diggity. Okay, wait a minute. I'm gonna lean over. Thank you for everybody who's still here. At the Viper 16. Thank you, buddy. Let's go through the matches, shall we? And, you know, the one thing I don't like is that Wikipedia, I guess maybe they seem to put these matches in crap order because they have the pre-show match first. And then they have what is the main event, you know, second, which is stupid. So I'm going to kind of make up my own thing going on here. And as I go through each match, I'll talk what I remember about the storyline. Pre-show matches, Swagger versus Baron Corbin. I know that they fought at SmackDown. I heard about it listening to other podcasts. And that is the exact spot I am on the DVR. So after this, I'm going to go see that match. And what I assume is going to happen, what should happen, is that Baron Corbin should win. Because if, you know, Jack Swagger's been around for a long time. If they want this Baron Corbin guy to be this legit badass, then Baron Corbin's going to have to take this match. That's about all I have to say about that match. Massachusetts. It's one of the 50. Northeast, right up by New Hampshire, which is also one of the 50. Someone asked me what state I live in. I live in a state of immaturity. I still got it. In my advanced age. Okay, I'm done with that match. That match is over. That is the pre-show match. That is the YouTube match. And see, watching Raw, it's going to be tough on Twitter. The guy on Periscope just said he watches California. And that's where I see like tweets going, wait, what are these? These guys are really behind because they're, you know, he streams it at 5. That's the way to do it. I would do that too, but on Mondays, well, I'm here, so I don't have to, but on Mondays, I'm taking the train home from Boston at 5. Okay. Let's pick a random match. Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss. The women's division in SmackDown is quite good, I have to say. I'll get there, and I like what you're thinking. I agree with you. And you're the only one still here, so thank you. Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss. I kind of know what's going on here. I've seen some matches. Becky Lynch, it's not your time to lose. Alexa Bliss, it's not your time to win. I do like that finishing move of Alexa Bliss, though, but I feel like it slams her knees right into the mat. My knees would shatter into jelly. It would be disastrous. So yeah, Becky Lynch is going to win that match. See, as you can see, this is riveting. I really don't know my stuff, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. And at least you're watching. Something in my fridge trying to get out. Okay, let's stay with the women and go to Nikki Bella and Carmella. Nikki Bella versus Carmella. I just realized that rhymed. Oh, I missed it. To make this challenger main event quality. Oh, crap, I missed it. Still make the challenger main event quality. We're talking about the women? I missed it. I'm going to keep looking at the screen the whole time as we talk about Nikki Bella versus... Imagine if I said that they make the championship win to make the feud. They make the championship win to make the feud. I think I get it. Okay, well, wait. I'm trying to... Okay, you definitely worded it wrong. I missed it the first time. It's my fault. That's okay. Ian, for you listening, probably just Gary, I, if you're missing out, I don't care. Just stop listening. Who cares? You already downloaded it. You did everything you need to do. Of course. Thank you. Wait, quick. I'm having more fun here than I am here, so really, who cares? I'll probably edit that out. But no, I won't, because that takes too much time. I'm going to wait for the question, but I'm going to talk about Nikki Bella versus Carmella. It's going to be Stella. And imagine if Carmella turned out to be like the third Bella. Brie, Nikki, and Carmella Bella. I don't know. It rhymed. And then they hung out with Sheamus, who said, "Hey, fella." And he'd be Fella Bella. That Sheamus-Cesaro feud, actually, and the thing they're doing right now, I'm digging it, actually. They sold me on that. Tangent. Nikki Bella versus Carmella. What are we thinking here? Carmella, it doesn't seem like it's working to me. It was part of Enzo and Cass. Okay, they make feuds, but the champion will still win, especially right after they win it. Exactly. That's why Becky Lynch is going to win. That's why another champion is going to win. That's why another champion is not going to win, and some other champions, I'm not sure. But we're going to get there. So the whole Carmella thing, you know, she came in right into SmackDown and started doing her Enzo impression. Yes. And it just fell flat. And I feel like if you don't watch NXT, you didn't know who the hell she was. And you thought, who the hell is this? And why are they doing an Enzo impression? I dig you. I will. I shall. And again, you people listening, you're missing out on an exciting night. We're just hanging out together. But Carmella kind of fell flat, and I think that's why they had to turn her. They obviously turned her heel, turned her bad, because she needed to get some kind of response. And the, "Hi, I'm Enzo." It worked because she was with Enzo and Cass. It worked in NXT. She was like an extension of that. They're so separate that it made no sense at all. So they've gotten away from that. And actually, I don't know if her name, what her name is. It's like CJ Parker or something at NXT. She's basically doing the Carmella thing. She's from Jersey. And I believe her and Enzo are like, in real life. So, you know, another tangent. Nikki Bella has to win this one, right? I think she's back. She's got the total Bellas. She's going to be an auntie. Carmella. That's my Boston accent. Carmella. Yeah, right? Nikki was a heel, and it just didn't work because people were kind of happy she's back. I think she was happy. They were happy she was back because of the neck surgery. And also, I think they needed another good guy. So they brought her in and made her face. That's right. She's going to win this. Yeah, this is the most time I've talked about a Bella's match in my life. So I'm going to move on. That's it for the women matches. I think the Becky Lynch Bliss match will be good. This one, I think, will also happen. Let's move on to... Geez. The only other match I haven't talked about... No. There's a couple matches that aren't championship matches, but Curt Hawkins, okay? Let's talk about Chuck Norris here for a little bit. This Curt Hawkins guy, I was kind of out of the loop when Curt Hawkins was around the first time. He's just a name. I have no knowledge of him at all. Didn't watch when he was on. It was kind of like one of my down periods. So all I see is this guy doing the Chuck Norris, doing the Dos Equis guy thing. And he's fighting TBD, which I assume is Theodore B. Doherty. I don't know. I started back up with in 11. Because as a kid, watched it, had the magazine. Then I went to high school. My wife is texting me. Hold on. Boop. So then I went to high school and stopped caring. I went to college and stopped caring. I got cable in college my senior year. And then Raw, I'd start watching Raw. And then a little bit. And then I remember got married, still watched it at home. And then it kind of went down for a little bit. I remember watching the Tough Enough season where Stone Cold hosted. I still wasn't watching Raw. And then the pipe bomb happened. And I've basically been watching ever since. That's my impression of ever since. Okay, let's go to Curt Hawkins versus DBD. Who the hell is he going to be fighting? Who the hell is on the SmackDown brand that could fight Curt Hawkins? Is it going to be someone who is worthwhile? Oh, my God. It's going to be Kane, isn't it? Curt Hawkins is going to come out. He's going to talk. He's going to, you know, talk about the Curt Hawkins facts. And he's going to get chokeslammed from hell. So I believe TBD is going to win over Curt Hawkins. It's going to be Kane. Okay, boom. Done with that. Let's move on. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. I saw Randy Orton put Bray Wyatt in a box, and magically Bray Wyatt got out. Bray Wyatt has to win. He needs to win. Last time they did this whole thing where he beat up Randy, I think Randy wasn't cleared because of the old, you know, the old noggin. But he has to win. He has to win. He has to win. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of dig that hoodie that RKO is wearing, and I like the new logo. But yeah, it's cool. But he's too cool for school. He's got to lose. Bray Wyatt needs a win. He needs a win, and Randy Orton needs to give him that win. Maybe some magic mumbo jumbo stuff will happen. I'll enjoy that if it does win that much. I feel like he got the shit kicked out of him at SummerSlam. Randy Orton did, but it was like it made him look like a legit tough guy getting his head split up. That's the thing. Geez, you're making me think now. They're probably going to give Randy Orton the win because they love. That's my Boston accent, Randy Orton. But he does need it more. Right? He needs it more. So I'm still sticking with Wyatt. Wyatt. Brandon, this is for you. Wyatt. That's English. That's how we talk here on planet Earth. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. I'm not doing good. Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Champion. If Dolph loses, he's out of here, okay? I did see the whole thing where they put the WWE 24. I don't want Randy to win. I want Bray to win. Okay. And then I want Bray to go on and take on AJ. And I want AJ to be good or Bray to be good, and I want those two going after each other. And then Dean Ambrose and Cena can go over there and they can beat up each other. I'm going to go back now. Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. I can't disagree with you there. Obviously, Ziggler's going to win, right? He's got to be your new Intercontinental Champion, and The Miz will no longer be the champion. And it's been fun because I remember early on watching in 11, 12 and going, I don't understand The Miz. Even though I wasn't watching, I should say, we still get WrestleMania every year. So I would be asking my cousin, who's this guy? What's going on here? This guy was in the real world. What's going on? So I was always like, The Miz is terrible. The Miz is terrible. And then something happened. It clicked. And exactly, I've seen that. What The Miz does, he is perfect at it. Okay, and like I watched this week on SmackDown, he's got that red suit on and the faces he makes. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. And I think this is good for Dolph Ziggler. Dolph had his little SummerSlam championship. Oh, look at that. Go, Uncle, go. Yeah, that's right. That was for me. I totally lost where I was going. The Miz had his, Ziggler had his title chance at SummerSlam. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to get them into wrestling. My nephew's into Ninja Turtles, so I showed him the Ninja Turtle wrestling. I don't know if you've seen those, and he was pretty excited about that, as I was, because, you know, I'm a grown-up. The whole thing they've been doing with Ziggler and The Miz has been good. But The Miz will get it back, I think. The Miz does good with it. The Miz does good at being a cocky celebrity movie star, WWE Studios. But Dolph Ziggler's in a WWE studio film too. And I won't watch that one either. Ziggler's got to win because he's not ready to go. He's not going to retire. He's not going to rejoin the Spirit Squad. But Miz has been good on Talking Smack, which I haven't been watching that either. I need to start watching that more. Miz has been good just in general. So, but Miz is going to lose. Ziggler's going to win. Let's move on. Okay. I did Curt Hawkins. I did that one. I did this one. I did that match. I think I only got two matches left. So let's go on to the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Heath Slater versus Rhino. Yeah, exactly. Okay. My microphone for the people who have the podcast is very shaky. I know what you meant. Heath Slater versus Rhino have been a lot of fun. It really made Heath Slater. Heath Slater is another one of those guys who I was like, what is he doing? What is he doing? Then I realized he is perfect at doing what he does. And the thing is, Heath Slater and Rhino had their time. It's been fun. It got Heath Slater into SmackDown Live. And now the Usos are going to take the belt away from them. The Usos are going to win and become your new champions. And finally, the Usos are heel. Finally, they're not wearing the face paint. They came out looking like just mean, tough guys. And I thought it was a massive improvement on their characters. And I totally was into the change. And I think it's perfect if they win. And then you get American Alpha to chase them. Perfect. And let maybe Heath and Rhino split up. Yeah, exactly. They're not doing the ha-chu-dam-ha-na-ha, ha-chu-dam-ha-na-ha. That's my impression. I don't remember what it was. But they're completely, you know, maybe Heath Slater and, well, I say oos, you say oh. Maybe if Heath Slater and Rhino lose, they split up. I don't know. Maybe they stay a tag team. It's been kind of fun. But they are going to lose, and the Usos are going to win. And, you know, maybe Heath will cry with all his kids back at the trailer park. I don't know. Whatever he does, I'm on board for. I like The Miz. I like Heath Slater. They're both losing their titles tomorrow night at WWE No Mercy. Which leads to the final match, the match of the night, the match that will steal the show. AJ Styles is your WWE champion, world champion, not the universal. Obviously, there's a big difference. Dean Ambrose is your former champion and challenger, and John Cena is your former champion and challenger. John Cena's been great. This whole thing they've been doing has been great. It's kind of elevating them, and Ambrose and Cena have kind of been butting heads, and AJ Styles is just there. John Cena will be champion again. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow night because I don't think he's going to be around as much over the next few weeks to be champion. I could be wrong. I could be way wrong. They'd love it. But AJ Styles is going to be your champion. AJ Styles is going to win. The Ambrose-Cena rivalry will intensify and he definitely will be again. And we'll go this way. We'll go like this, like my hands. It will fly like a little angel bird. It will fly away. That will be where Ambrose and Cena go. And AJ Styles goes this way. And hopefully Bray Wyatt comes after him. I don't know. That's my wish. That's my witch. My witch. I don't know how to say wish. That Styles wins. Styles wins. AJ Styles wins, and he will be the champion come tomorrow evening. And it's funny because you see the champion, you're like, the winner, they won. Let's find out more about this tomorrow. No, we have to wait until Tuesday, that's the curse of SmackDown being on Tuesday. If they could just both be on Monday, you know, and I'd just stay up all night, that'd be easier. Yeah, right. Anyway, that's about all I want to say here. So, a couple things. For the people at Periscope, I know who you are. And for the people at home, we are WrestleFania. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I will be following you. You know what, folks? At the Viper 16, follow this guy. He has stuck with me all night. And he's been my co-host when Brandon couldn't be because, can we all say it? Brandon is terrible. But if you like Brandon for some stupid reason, you can follow him on Twitter at WrestleBrand. He is my cohort, he is my co-host, and apparently he's my cousin. You can follow me at WrestleWatcher. Now, we have a couple podcasts. We have a couple other Twitters. So the podcast is at WrestleFania Pod, because some jerk face came up with WrestleFania before I did. And then the main website is at Fans Not Experts. So if you go to fansnotexperts.com, that's where you can subscribe. Or if you go to iTunes, you could subscribe there, you know. And if you guys want to leave a review, I don't know, not a big deal. But I liked doing this Periscope. Maybe I'll do this whenever I record my stuff, because it was fun. Thank you. Thank you for the heart. Thank you for listening. And you people at home, you know, screw you for not seeing my tweet and coming on Periscope. It's your fault, okay? And, you know, you're going to get this in your feed tonight or tomorrow. I don't care, whatever. Yeah, that's it. So enjoy hashtag WWE No Mercy. And, yeah, I got nothing. At the Viper 16's giving me all kinds of hearts. Oh, I can catch them. Oh, it's like little bubbles. I want to pop them. Pop, 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 pop. I obviously, you know, have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know, because I remember last time Periscope was only, you know, holding the phone this way, but I wanted to do it this way, you know, to show all of more of me. That's it. I'm done with the show. I'm done with Periscope. Awesome, dude. Awesome. At the Viper 16's giving me and Brandon, I guess, a 5-star review. Awesome, dude. Thank you. I'm out of here. I have a big giant Cobb salad that I'm going to eat the shit out of, and I'm going to watch the rest of SmackDown and watch The Exorcist, the TV show, because it's really good. Thanks again, my man. Peace. I'm out. Awesome. Thank you. And people listening at home, you know, I have nothing to say. So goodbye. Enjoy. And Brandon, thanks for nothing. Fans Not Experts.